When the agreement was signed on the 21st of December last year, it demanded that the parties to the agreement, to the cessation of hostilities agreement, should order their forces to cease hostilities and also inform them of their responsibility on that. And this happened from some of the parties, especially those that have forces in the conflict. The government, the SPLM-IO in opposition, led by Dr. Riek Machar, and also the leadership of NAS, of Thomas Cyril. They released statements, orders to their forces to cease hostilities. And as the civil society, we perceive this as positive in the course of implementation of the agreement. But as we monitored, we have reports of a number of things that we feel have not been in line with the spirit of the agreement. First is the report on violations of the cessation of hostilities that our monitors, peace monitors, have been reporting to us in some parts of the country, particularly in the former unity state, and then also some incidences that were reported in some locations, particularly, you know, the area of around Akobo. And so we're concerned of some of these incidences that were reported by our monitors on the ground. And then we have also concerns about release of political detainees, prisoners of war, child soldiers, and women who might have been abducted in the course of the conflict. The agreement demands that parties to the conflict should submit the names of all political detainees and prisoners of war to the International Committee of the Red Cross within 72 hours of the signing of the agreement. And this has not happened. And then we have not sufficient reports that it has happened. Of course, we met the parties, some of the parties, especially the SPLA, and also from the report that ICRC released, it is evidently clear that they have not received the names of these political detainees.
Was it from the both side, the SPLA and the SPLA-IO plus the other forces, or one of the two?
All parties to the conflict that signed the cessation of hostilities agreement are supposed to submit names of political detainees and prisoners of war to the ICRC. And from our sources, reliably, we have gathered that this has not happened. And these prisoners of war and political detainees specifically were supposed to have been released by this time, at least 2 weeks after the agreement was signed. And this has not also publicly happened. So it is our considered position and understanding of the process that this has not happened. We're also monitoring, of course, incidences of delivery of humanitarian support and also protection to civilians. And so largely, I would say, the situation is a little silent.
Okay, in regards to a monitor to revitalization of the peace agreement and then the cessation of hostilities, how will you give your marks, if you have been asked to give a marks to the two parties or to the parties to this agreement, how will you term it? Is it 100%, 50%, or 0%?
Well, I would not say to completely 0%. And obviously, it is not 100%. The step they took to be able to order their forces to cease hostilities is important. But the fact that we had reports of hostilities implicates them. However, I would say somehow some level of adherence is being applied by these parties, because at least from where there were reports of violations, the situation is a little silent. We were getting incidences or reports from around Mundri the other week, but Mundri, at least for now, was a little silent, especially the southern part. And so we cannot give definite percentage, but at least we feel that somehow there is some level of adherence. What is we see so important is that the parties should move on to popularize this agreement, to move out, to speak about this agreement to authorities at the lower levels and also to the forces, so that together these people are able to lead implementation of this agreement at the grassroots level and ensure that the situation moves in line with the provisions of the agreement.